I came to the Epic Intensive because I had made a choice last year to actually attend a real estate investing event, and I had decided that the Epic Intensive would be an excellent choice in terms of doing something that I've never really done before. Like, I've never been to any investing business or conference. I'm very much of a homebody, so I was incredibly, and still am, pretty nervous about being here, but I have enjoyed the whole experience.
I came to the Epic Intensive to learn more and also to support Jeff. I'm kind of more of the silent partner, do things behind the scenes and just to get more involved so we can do this together. Today, the big was the Facebook ads and the Google ads, and just being able to implement that, how powerful that is.
I was looking for a fast start. Man, I was busy. I mean, if you're looking for a fast start, it's nonstop calls, lots of lead generation. The systems have been great.
Hey, Matt here. I got a great show for you today, but first I got a question. Are you trying to buy discounted real estate, but finding that spending more and more on marketing is just becoming way too much to handle? I mean, do you start fresh every Monday, fail, then vow to start again with the same old real estate investing strategies that aren't working for you? Well, you deserve to learn about a new way of contacting your leads, setting appointments, and making offers by actually setting up a really good automated lead machine so you can quickly get your hands on more discounted real estate. That's the goal, right? Because this changes everything. And before we get started today, this podcast, as long as you've been listening, even whether that's just a week or it's been a few years, you know it's all about finding discounted off-market real estate deals and then what to do with them. And if you're really serious about finding these types of deals at will, then you might like to join us at the upcoming live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop. It's going to be in Manhattan Beach, California on July 18th through the 20th. And if that sounds good to you, then have a look at epicintensive.com. I mean, it's California. It's the beach. It's the middle of summer. Bring the family. Make a vacation out of it. Go to epicintensive.com and let's make it happen. Alrighty, let's get started with the show. So today we're going to talk about finding discounted real estate. And the main thing that we're going to focus on is doing this for free. Marketing for free. The main thing we're going to focus on is real estate lead generation ideas, and specifically the free ones.
This is Terrio Media.
But before we get started, if you're serious about finding discounted real estate, and if you're really serious about finding deeply discounted real estate, then you might like to check out a test program that I got running over at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's a free course that shows you how to do this business with little to no money, with all kinds of new ideas, and how to do this with essentially, no dollars. Alrighty. So when it comes to generating leads for our real estate investing, we all know that we need to market, right? That's how leads are generated. We all know that we need to do that. But a huge thing that holds people back is the budget that can be required to market effectively. And I get this, you know, it comes to us frequently, and because people are, they're worried about not having enough money so they don't get started, or they don't really know exactly which marketing channels to implement. And they, essentially just kind of paralyzed by fear. They're afraid of losing, of taking a stab at this and having it not work and being worse off for it. And it makes sense because we all have a fear of the unknown. And that's all really fear is. You just don't know what's around the corner. And that's why we look to podcasts, and we look to YouTube videos. We look to books and seminars, and we look to mentors, and we look to networks of like-minded people to increase that familiarity, to reduce that fear. And there's a lot, though, that you can do. Here's the thing. You do need to market, but you don't need a big marketing budget to be effective at it. There's a lot that you can do that requires little to no money at all. There's things like... You know, what I'm really referring to is more going to be around personal promotion. For example, wearing a shirt like this. See, I buy houses fast cash. Ask me how. That's one way. Another way is carrying a book around. Any FSBO book is really good, but just carry it around and wherever you go, just put it on. If you're Starbucks, put it on the table face up. You go to a restaurant, you put it at a bar, just put it face up. People are going to walk by. They're going to inquire, right? They're going to read your shirt. They're going to inquire. car signs, like the car magnets on your, put your phone number there, drive around town and people see it, right? It doesn't take a lot of money. You can get those for, you know, less than 50 bucks and now you're all set. And everywhere you go, you're generating leads. Everywhere you go, you're wearing your shirt, you're generating leads. Carry this around, you're always generating leads, right? Use your laptop when next time you go to Starbucks to work. Put a little sign on the back of your laptop saying, hey, I buy houses fast cash. Ask me how. Got this little, what do they call these things? Pop sockets. So it's on the back of my phone. It says, I buy houses, and everywhere I go, I just set it down and people will ask me how. So all these different ways to generate leads. But, you know, most people won't do this stuff though. Most people just won't do it. And the primary reason is they're addicted to looking good. They're more addicted to looking good than they are being successful. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but how many of you would actually wear this shirt, right? How many of you would wear this shirt and wear it every day? You know, you're out working, the sun's up, you got to make hay while the sun's shining. And so wear your shirt, wear your uniform. How many people are afraid to putting their car signs on their car because they think it looks silly or it looks ridiculous? Because they're more addicted to looking good than they are their success. They're more addicted to doing things that's going to keep them safe and out of way of judgment from others. And they'd rather do that than put themselves in the path of opportunity, in the path of what it is that they're out committed to doing, right? They're so committed to that looking good that they sabotage themselves from their success that they're after. So it's not your fault, though, just so you know. There's no judgment here because we all have a little bit of that in us and to varying degrees. And once you know the source of this addiction, you can then control it. And I'm going to let you in on that in just a second. But first, if you want to really find discounted deals without breaking the bank, you might like to look at this free course that I just put together. It's a little test program I got running. In fact, I'll even pay you to complete the course. You can go check it out at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. All righty. So here's what you need to know about the human condition. And if you're human, I'm talking to you. And what you need to understand is we're all wired in a certain way. And there are three things that if they go unchecked, your potential is significantly limited. And your subconscious will be in control if you're unaware of it. And your subconscious is going to fight for three specific things. See, the human condition, it wants three specific things badly, and it'll fight for it without you even being aware of it. And the first thing is, the human condition wants to appear to be sincere. It wants the appearance of being sincere. It doesn't necessarily care if you are being sincere, if you are being honest, if you are being truthful. It just wants to make sure that everyone thinks that you are. And that can come and be a real problem. You could be you're living in this life of lack of continuity, where you're saying one thing to your outside world, but you're actually living something differently. And that can cause real conflict. The second thing that the human condition wants is it wants to avoid looking bad. The human condition at all costs hates looking bad. And it kind of coincides with that desire, that commitment to look good. And so if you're not aware of that, like you wouldn't walk around with this little thing on your phone, or you wouldn't walk around with the book, right? You wouldn't walk around a book everywhere you go, and you would just put this on the table. Hey, if the sun's shining and you're committed to success and you don't have the marketing budget to do it otherwise, why wouldn't you? Because you think it looks silly, right? Or this is too much work. The book's too heavy. Or this is going to mess up my $1,000 phone. It's going to look ridiculous. Or, you know, I want to wear my nice designer shirt and not this silly looking thing, right? So the human condition is hardwired to avoid looking bad. And the last thing, the third thing that it's committed to, or that it wants really badly, is it wants to avoid responsibility. It doesn't want to be responsible. Most people, when something goes wrong, the reflex is to look for what's at fault rather than looking at themselves. It wants to point the blame somewhere else, whether it's another person or a thing or a circumstance or a situation or an event. Whatever it may be, it just, the human condition doesn't want to look at itself first. It wants to look at what else is at fault, what else is responsible. And those three things, they're hardwired inside of us. So that way, we always look good. So it's not a judgment when I say you're more committed to looking good than you are to looking bad, or excuse me, than you are committed to your success. It's just who you are as a human being. Now, we all have varying degrees of it. But it's how we're wired. It really has to do with our just, it's keeping us safe, right? It's helping us survive. And when it comes to something like wearing a shirt like this, it violates one of these wants. So just most people won't do it. And when people want to avoid responsibility, they won't try, right? And for those that do, they won't do it consistently unless they're conscious of it. And as a result, they miss out on just gobs of opportunity. Their success is continuously out of their reach. It continues to elude them. So at Epic, we do a lot of teaching about real estate here. And that's the easy part. The real estate's the easy part. We also do a lot of teaching about yourself. We teach you about you. And here's why. Because real estate, in my opinion, it's the best vehicle out there for financial freedom. It's the best vehicle. But it needs a good driver as well. So we teach you a lot about you. By the way, if you're serious about your real estate investing, check out this free course that we've just put together. It's a nice little test program. And you can head on over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com on how you can really crush this business financially without a big marketing budget. Alrighty? So here's what we know. You don't need to break the bank to effectively market. You can generate free leads with some of the ideas that I just shared with you and use your imagination. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Don't be afraid to self-promote, right? And there's a lot of different ways that you can self-promote, and I gave you a few today. Secondly, it's your addiction to looking good that's holding you back. You must be more committed to your success than you are looking good. And the first step to doing that is awareness. And now you know how your humanity is hardwired to make sure that you're always looking good, right? You want to appear sincere. Your human automation wants to appear sincere. It wants to avoid looking bad, and it wants to avoid responsibility. You need to flip those three things around if you really want to be successful, because it's those three things that are preventing you from being successful. So you're now aware of how you're hardwired to looking good, and now you can do something about it. So when it comes up, just put the hammer down and veto it. Say, I'm sorry, we know we're hardwired there, but we're going to rewire it and we're going to do the opposite and just shift your focus and actions towards what is actually going to move you closer to success, right? You got to be more committed to your success than you are to looking good. All right, you have a good one. I'm Matt Theriault. We're here at Epic Real Estate. Living the dream. Take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.